5 times LeBron James demonized, snubbed the police before record-breaking spike in murder rate. By Warner Todd Houston on October 6, 2021. The CDC has announced that the U.S. has suffered the highest murder rate increase in 100 years of record-keeping. One of the primary drivers for that spike is the demonization and defunding of police departments across the country. And chief among those who have led the charge when it comes to demonizing the police is LeBron James. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the U.S. homicide rate has risen 30% between 2019 and 2020. But, in the face of this dire situation, and even though only a tiny percentage of Americans have been killed by police, pro athletes such as James have been on an anti-cop tirade. James has fostered an atmosphere of angst and anger against the police by repeatedly attacking them with uninformed criticism over individual situations. To name just a few incidents James perpetrated over the last few years. In August of last year, James donned a fake MAGA cap that read "Make America Arrest Cops Who Killed Breonna." Getty Images / Ryan Stutz / NB. That same month, James jumped to social media to support Utah Jazz player Donovan Mitchell, who tweeted about the police-involved shooting of Jacob Blake that occurred in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Without any facts about the incident, James went on the attack to tweet, "And y'all wonder why we say what we say about the police." Despite inaccurate reports in the media, Blake was armed with a knife when shot by the police. The following month, James refused to comment about two police officers who were shot in the face and head as they sat in their police cruiser in Los Angeles. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva asked James to match the $100,000 reward for information leading to the attacker's arrest. However, James replied that he had zero comment on the sheriff's request. While James has zero comment and no interest in spending $100,000 on that effort, he has seen fit to donate $100,000 to an organization seeking to pay the fees and fines necessary to permit felons in Florida to vote. In January of this year, after the Capitol riots, James attacked the United States, saying that we live in two Americas, one for white people, and one where blacks are chained, beaten, hung, shot to death because of the color of their skin. Despite James' racially stoked take on the January 6 riots, the only person shot by law enforcement that day was a white woman who was shot by a black cop. In April, James was at it again when he tweeted a photo of the Columbus police officer who shot Makia Bryant with a caption that read, "You're next." James took so much criticism for the tweet that he deleted it. James also posted the tweet with complete disregard for the facts of the case. The officer who shot Bryant is white, and Bryant is black. However, the officer only used lethal force after Bryant attacked another black female with a knife. Only weeks later, James took criticism from an LAPD officer who slammed the NBA star's irresponsible and disturbing attacks on police. The officer, Joseph Dion, also blasted James' demagoguery against the police. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.